This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Oh, it's Friday. I got high, high hopes for the weekend. High, high hopes that everyone will stay home and just relax, just chill out. Watch our happy. We're going to do a girl time happy hour. Jane has said she's going to join. You can come.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't hurt. I don't do happy hours. I'm a non-drinker.
You should come. No. We're not. Look, it's not about the drinking. It's about the hangout.
Oh, it is. Trust me.
It's about the hangout. I wonder what Janie drinks. I wonder what her drink is. I already know V-Hill's
drink. She posts drinks from time to time on her Instagram. I see champagne because, you know, you recognize the bubbles and the dumb glass they pour that stuff in. I would never drink from a glass like
the
that,
flute.
Ever.
Oh, stop
Get
it.
Get out of here. No Get way. I'm not doing it.
Well, I agree. You shouldn't drink anything out of a champagne flute, Vinny.
I'm just saying, whatever. It doesn't matter what's in it. I'm not drinking out of that dumb-shaped glass. The other thing is occasionally she'll show like one of those, like a rocks glass, like a tumbler. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if she's down the street at the, well, nobody's anywhere anymore, but she
that
used to post those ones from, is it the Battery that some of the employees used to go to?
Yes.
Battery.
Anyway, I think occasionally. Right.
Mm. Yeah, I know what V. Hale drinks, which is pretty much everything. And so tonight we're doing a happy hour. V. Hale's our new midday chick. Jane, obviously, our the overlord here. She's the kind of the boss of all of us,
everything.
She does the afternoons. Mm-hmm. And and so it looks like Nikki and I are just going to join the party and watch them go at it. That should be fun.
Oh, really? I'm just going to hit the buttons to start it off.
Yeah, you're going to hang. Stop it. Have some videos ready for us. It's always fun when you do that.
V. Hale.
My hands are full.
Stop it.
V. Hale posted last night that all her things have arrived from Boston in boxes, and she is posing by her boxes.
Oh, moving.
And I just
thought, fun.
Well, it's radio glam. Like, you know, you think radio's cool, and it is for sure, but boy,
you got
all your
move.
Stuff being in boxes for the millionth time.
I know.
Is part of the deal.
So I think we're going to do it on the Alice 973 Instagram. I'm not positive. It might be on mine, which is Clarky Clark. So tonight, round five, if you're thinking of it, if you're sitting home going, what are we going to do tonight? Well, join us for happy hour. Who knows how long it'll last. Let's do this.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank just made it easier for schools to get pandemic supplies they need now so education can continue. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts so they can buy personal protective equipment, Wi-Fi access, and more to keep everyone healthy and learning. That's thanks to Fremont Bank, everyone. Right. Here's what's happening. It looks like a few days away from FDA approval for the Pfizer vaccine. Weird that it's already been distributed. It's already ready to go, but we have to get the government to stamp its approval on it before it can start being administered. They expect that to start next week, though. So I think this is one of those formalities that can you imagine if they said, we have decided not to allow the fight. Like,
you are not the father.
What?
Yeah, that would be.
Are you talking about?
That
over
would
here?
Be a morale buster, is what I'm thinking.
No, I think that they already knew well in advance that this was going to get approval, or they wouldn't have sent those refrigerators all around the country.
Yep.
And gotten everybody ready to go.
Mm.
Anyway, that's coming here very soon. I did this slightly out of order. I should have told you that rain is coming tonight, everyone.
Oh,
rain.
Tonight's the night, huh?
Well, for me, it's in the forecast tonight. It's this weekend for sure. You will see rain. So, and I have clouds overhead now.
I do too.
So,
yeah.
Much needed rain.
We need it. Let's have it. Let's do
Wish
this
it would
thing.
Be
rain,
snow, but whatever. We'll take what we can
I
get.
I know. Oh my God. It's going to be too warm. Is that the case up there?
Yeah, I think so. Here's a few other coronavirus-related quickies. China's Aviation Administration has recommended that pilots and other airline crew wear diapers to avoid using the bathroom on a plane and possibly come into contact with a passenger who could affect them with the coronavirus.
Oh, dear Lord.
So, diaper up. You down?
Yes, I'm down here on the ground where my bathroom is germ-free, at least as far as I know. That sounds absolutely... Can you imagine telling a grown man or woman, I'm sure there's female pilots too,
yeah,
that you really shouldn't use that bathroom. The rabble's in there.
The funny thing about what you're saying now is if they said to me, like, under any circumstance other than work-related... I'd say, I am not wearing a diaper, not even for a bit. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to. But
my
if
thing,
my
man.
Work said, you got to wear a diaper in order to get your paycheck, I'd be like, hand me my diaper.
Hand me four of them.
I got to work. That's how things get paid around here. I got to do that. So, all right, hand me my diaper. Let's go.
I'd immediately start drinking less liquid.
Yeah, that'd be one way that I'd manage my. Oh, my God, I have to change myself. Please excuse me.
Yeah, that's because here's the thing about a diaper.
What the hell?
It's not just that later you pull it off and go about your day. It's that your skin's been in contact with your own stuff.
Yeah.
And God forbid it's heavy stuff. I mean, you know.
No,
that's...
you are not pooping in a diaper.
What
no.
if you have to go?
No, you need to wait. Be a grown up and wait.
Sometimes.
What are you, four?
Sometimes it has to happen.
No. No.
Well, let's hope not, but you can't say that no one with a diaper is going to use it for that. They have to. If they got to go, they got to go.
Can you imagine if you're sitting down
and now you're
suddenly it's occurring to you that you have to too, and you're like, I guess I have to stand to do this? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to figure out what's the least gross way to poop in my diaper.
There is no least gross way. You just have, but standing is definitely
you have
preferable.
To stand. Imagine it
Otherwise,
spreading
it
across
into,
the bottom of your thighs.
It turns into like a plate across
the
back
on.
Of your
spine. Nobody
but if you
grown
stand,
up wants to feel that.
Now it's like you have a backwards boner. This is wrong.
You,
they should not insist on this.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's poking out like
I don't
a tent.
Think it
it's
makes
a pup
sense
tent.
Either.
It's
no.
poking out.
Anyway,
like, unless you're eating enough fiber, I guess. I don't know. This is wrong. Let's stop talking about this. I don't want.
If number one, though, for a guy, it's a lot easier. Grab a bottle or, you know, I'd rather do it in a bottle than.
But you got co-pilot sitting right there.
I just said it. Imagine you have to change yourself. Please excuse me. I've gone in my diaper and need to change myself.
This is
what
awful.
In the hell?
This is so awful. I
it's
hate
fine
this story.
To joke about, but in real life, I never want to say that sentence.
Ever. We might have to, you know, we're going to get old.
Oh,
but,
come on. Sarah.
Well, just saying.
It looks like this is pretty cute, actually. Instead of watching the TV
cute.
Channel that shows the Yule log on the fireplace this Christmas, there's a channel, let's see here, on YouTube where they're going to record an hour-long video of people throwing 2020-related items into a flaming dumpster fire. So you can watch a 2020 dumpster fire instead of the Yule log this Christmas on YouTube.
That is fantastic.
It
Putting
is
that
kind
up on
of
the TV.
Appropriate, isn't it?
Yep.
Looks like a lot of people who've been working from home this year have decided they need to move. And the number one reason is they need a home office, a Zoom room.
Mm-hmm. I don't have enough rooms for this.
Yep.
You guys need one more room, don't you? I suppose you can set up upstairs.
No, we moved into this house for that reason. I loved the house we were in, and we loved our neighbors and our neighborhood and didn't want to go. But if we had another kid, we'd lose the utility room, so to speak.
Right.
And so once that was happening, there was no way we could have mom working from home.
And your mother coming up and staying for extended periods
plus,
of time.
I mean, I'm not allowed to do stuff in the room I share with my wife because that's, what are you putting that over there for? I don't know. It's my room. Why wouldn't I? Well, you're going to leave it there? Okay, so this isn't my room. Is that what we're... Okay, got it.
Is that what
so the room
happening?
We share, I just sleep in. I sleep in it, I leave, see. And I go to another room in the house, which has been designated my place to leave stuff.
Oh, well, that's nice. You got your guitar in there.
And right.
It's too bad it's right next to all the other bedrooms, because then you could have had your broadcast studio in there,
right,
too.
Right, I could have. But
you're
but
so
anyway.
Loud, Vinny.
I am.
Has your daughter poked her head in to go, shh?
Not
I'm
yet.
In school.
This morning. No, no, she hasn't. By the way, I didn't know this until I got the picture sent to my text machine late last night. My daughter posed in front of the Alice sign that I brought home for the background here, and I posted it on Instagram.
Let's
it looks like
look
the sign
that.
Has repaired itself.
Oh,
as I expected it to when
we
I put
did.
It in the garage to. Fix itself. So
I did think that would be the case.
Anyway, the sign should be up very this weekend.
Hold on, I gotta see if I can find this.
Yay!
Well, that's the first thing in my. See.
This room's gonna look legit.
I see it.
Next Monday,
it.
This Monday.
I can't wait.
Give me a second. I'll show you.
I guess I could search for Vinny. I would just expect it to pop up.
It's,
there you go.
Oh my God! It's like she's at the station. That is hilarious. That's going to be perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, just leaning up against the wall behind you and poof.
That sign looks
There's
flawless.
My kid.
It does look flawless.
It does look
it's
good,
like
doesn't
we
it?
We never broke it.
It repaired
the
itself.
The one that we that had all the one that was actually worth something that had all those signatures and autographs all over it, that one
Why
we
would
broke.
That have ended up as a background, though? I don't get it.
No, I don't know. It's so crazy.
People loved that post, though.
That clip is so funny. Did we get a lot of views on that?
Oh, so many. Got like over 100 comments. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's. If you haven't seen it yet, go to the Alice973 Instagram. Our reunion in the garage at our work, we posted up there, and it's so weird. And I watched it twice. I was like, this is really... I mean, we are beating the hell out of that sign.
I should have known that I was pulling into that. I really didn't at first, I guess I didn't even think about it. But as I was pulling in, there you guys were. And I sort of went, oh, so we're already on. Okay. Mm. Bryn's got the camera on already. Yeah.
You know? I didn't know we were going to film it, but it was.
Right.
It was. I'm really glad you did because it's super cute.
Here's some nerd news
been
waiting for.
I have been waiting for it. Nerd alert. Nerd
That's
alert.
Right. The former head of Israel's space program claims that aliens exist and we've already made contact. He said it's being kept secret because humanity is not ready to deal. He also claimed they have an underground base on Mars that astronauts have already been to. And President Trump wanted to reveal all this, but didn't want to create a mass hysteria, so hasn't said anything about it as of yet.
It seems so stupid, but I hope it's true. I really would love to know that. Although, where is the... maybe that's why they... Remember yesterday you were saying they basically got the vaccine ready in a weekend?
Yeah.
And then, but it has to go through all the approval testing and all that stuff?
Right.
Like, maybe that technology comes from our friends, the aliens. Does it say what planet they're from and what star?
No, it doesn't. I'm sure that'll all come out.
I'm so excited. This is great.
In President Trump's
that guy. I'm like, why is
first
no one else
post
stepping up?
Office interview, he'll reveal all, right?
Let's hope. I mean, come on. I want to know about the aliens.
SpaceX's newest Starship prototype had a perfect launch and test flight this week, but had trouble landing it and exploded on impact.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Whoa.
That's the part.
Yeah, it's fine. If the flight goes well, it's great. If you blow up on landing,
then
I'm calling the
lost.
Whole thing a failure. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bummer.
Bill Nye posted another video for anti-maskers that explains why coronavirus can't get through masks. Basically, virus particles don't float around on their own. They cling to tiny droplets of spit, which are much larger than the gaps in face masks. Mm. So if you need more help understanding why you have to wear a mask in the grocery store, I don't.
He does the candle thing you talked about, mm-hmm. too.
Oh, he does?
In that video. Actually, put that video up at the
Facebook. It's already up
Facebook.
On the Facebook.
Oh, perfect. Great.
We are the biggest spoiled babies. It's so pathetic.
Bill Nye, science guy.
That we have to have Bill Nye. Please, just wear your mask.
Yeah.
Here's why.
Don't stop it with the... My mom's like, oh, it's going to cause carbon dioxide poisoning. I'm like, really? Because all the doctors who for years have had the masks on in 8-hour surgeries, they're all still here. So I don't believe you. Sorry, Mom. Do not write me. Mom, do not write me. It's called
She's
science.
She's writing as we speak. Stop
don't
it.
Write it.
You know
it's called
she
science.
Is.
Science.
A new age quantum computer took a problem that a normal computer would take 2.6 billion years to solve and did it in 4 minutes.
Wow.
Quantum computing.
See, the thing with this is you got to just believe the people who are telling you this because you have no way of knowing. Like, really, there's a problem that would take billions of years for a regular computer to solve and this other miracle computer.
What is the name of that show that I watched? I know that I should tell you this, not you tell me this, but it's the show that takes place here in San Francisco and it's about the quantum computer and it's written by Garland. I can't think of the name of it.
And it's
but
the
anyway,
girl
that's...
and the guy, and there's a whole thing, and he's gone.
It's neat.
And she's looking for him. And
but there is it leads you to believe there is a computer world happening without our knowledge.
Devs.
No, I'm sure there. What's it called?
Devs.
Devs.
Yes, devs. Devs. Yeah. I really liked it. I hope that there's going to be another season.
Yeah, it's so funny because you hear a story like that and go, yeah, I don't believe it. I mean, I do believe it, but I also, it's like, yeah, okay, that seems out of my pay grade.
Well, I sort of go, okay, what's the problem that was solved?
And yeah, what is the problem?
Is that useful?
Right. I can't think of any, like, is it a math problem?
Is it the biggest long division problem ever come up, that anyone ever came up with? Because that doesn't solve any real life problems.
To put it in perspective, like, Vin, did you ever look at, like, a picture, a naked chick in... say 1998
every day of
no,
my life
on the
since
internet,
I was 13 yes
on the internet in 1998 or 2001 when it was
oh
first
when it
coming
would like
up, and it would go one line
one
at a time
line at
and you're
time.
Like
oh
I
no
kidding?
I didn't
it's, yeah. it took like 6 minutes to look at a photo on
yeah,
the load of
that is true uh-huh. I forgot about that
yep
and now they just go boop.
Yeah, it pops right up. If it takes more than 5 seconds, we're like, what's going on with my internet? Yeah. What's
Very
happening?
True.
Takes more than 5 seconds. I'm like, I'm not even going to bother to look at that. I'm already done.
A new study found that we've now hit a point where man-made objects outweigh all living things on Earth.
Well, that makes sense. Buildings are pretty heavy.
No, I agree. That doesn't even... that's frankly,
heavier
that's
than
not
like
even...
trees and grass, all of it together? That seems... Are they counting those, or are they just counting things that can move around?
I thought this was fun. I don't know.
Okay.
That's one of those.
I mean, the pyramids alone, they weigh a ton.
Did you take your toilet's virginity?
I did take one of my toilet's virginity. I'm not sure.
You were
the
first one to go on that toilet.
I think I was. I have, you know, I've replaced toilets, too, so I've probably taken a few. I am a toilet virginity serial taker.
Mm. Oh, well, as the homeowner, as you should.
Yes.
This is a story. It's a woman named Nadia. She posted, and she's from Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Some construction workers who were redoing her bathroom. And she's were redoing her bathroom, and she says she found evidence that they used her toilet and took its virginity.
Mm.
Dear tradesman, she writes on her Facebook post, the toilets in this house are not rightfully yours to use. We are paying for an outdoor toilet for you to use. You took the virginity of our new toilets. And she says she had to scrub the toilet twice because of workers using it.
And they were
all right.
using it, huh?
She did get them an outdoor toilet, so I... You know, if you
Yuck.
Don't give them
Nobody
that,
wants to use that.
Then they have to use your toilets. That's just, it's not even a question.
Right.
I never thought about that, though, the virginity of a toilet.
Yeah.
It seems you have.
I even think about it after I clean the toilet. I feel like I want to be the first one to use it. Because if I've cleaned it and now somebody else has used it, it's just not. I really wanted to use the clean bowl. You know?
Right. But you're not cleaning a lot of toilets, so that's, I mean, that's what...
You clean them, you know.
That's what Susan does that, let's be honest.
You mean Brenda? Brenda comes and cleans once a week, but sometimes toilets need attention, Vinny. I mean, I have two teenage... Well, they're not even teenagers anymore, for God's sake.
One bathroom, sir.
Yeah, you have grown men. You live in a house of men.
I do, and men are gross. And by the way, you are. And when one is using the one bathroom, one of my bathrooms, you know, the other bathrooms have to get used, you know, there's... It's multiple butts in this house that, you know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I say that number because I want you to text us. That's what we want.
Yes.
Please text us anytime. Tell us stuff. We love to hear it. Oh, Devs. There's someone who wrote, Devs.
Lots of Devs, I'm sure, at this point.
Yep. The problem with citing Bill Nye as a scientist is that he's actually not. He's an engineer.
That's matter.
He's trying to show you that masks work. That's all.
That's all.
God.
Plus, he's built himself a reputation as a guy who knows how to do science experiments. So I'm calling him a scientist. That's one of the sciences. Just because he's not in a lab.
If you read the article, the Starship crashed because it didn't have enough fuel to slow it down upon landing. Elon went on to say the team got the data they needed and blew it up on purpose. All right.
They blew it up on purpose.
I think you'd still want to land it safely, and then if you need to blow it up, all right, go ahead.
I mean, isn't that the whole business model of SpaceX, that it's not a single-use rocket? So I don't believe you.
Can you please wish my daughter Jocelyn a happy 7th birthday? We listen every morning and won a trip to Disneyland with Vinny a couple years ago.
Oh, Jocelyn!
Love you guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jocelyn. Oh, do I miss Disneyland.
Oh, boy.
So very much.
Right?
So
you guys going to go to that Disney Alani when you go to Hawaii this year?
That's next the plan. Year? Not this year. Next year. Yes, yeah. That's the plan.
That'll be great.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, and I've got some good stuff coming up
cool.
after these.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.